News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
With me is Morgan Smith. And the reason Morgan Smith is here is because he is the one who is hosting all of us. We are sitting on one of his boats. I mean, it is a Silver Line Cruises boat, and it is Silver Line that we are sitting at the dock of. But of course, Morgan is part of the Silver Line family that goes back, what, two generations? Your dad started the business, Morgan, is that right?
That's right. Good morning. Late 60s.
Started it how? Because he wasn't, like, it wasn't that he was big into boating or fishing or anything nautical before he started the business, or was he?
No, he was a local man. They had his family had a small electrical shop up the town.
Nothing says a cruiser business like an electrical shop in the town.
No, nothing really. No, but I look. He was. He obviously saw a little bit of an opportunity. So I suppose in the early 60s, the commercial barge traffic on the river ceased, and he saw a little opportunity maybe with the future tourism development and leisure activity that would happen on Shannon.
Remind us where it started. What was the first boat and how did it get here?
So the first boat and how it got here. He initially started, he built a little fuel trailer, and he was selling diesel and petrol to the, I guess, limited passing traffic at the time. So between one thing and another, he put a few bob together, and he decided he was going to invest in his own boat for charter use. So he went to the Seamaster factory in Essex in the UK, bought a Seamaster 27, and Lady Marina, she was called at the time, and he himself and his brother-in-law, I think the story is that he didn't really have the price of putting on a truck and getting it back to Banagher. So they came up with a brainwave that they would get Seamaster to drop the boat in Holyhead, where the lads had the great idea of following the ferry back to Dublin. And everything,
that was the navigation, follow the ferry home.
There was little, if any, navigation experience, and everything
so
was
now, what year was this, Morgan? This was 65-ish?
We think 68, not 100% sure, but
so one 24 foot-ish boat,
27 foot boat with a little 60. 40 horsepower diesel engine in it.
How many boats do you have now?
45.
And to give a sense of the scale, like the capital that's involved in these, I don't know what the prices are, but if you take one of the Hanes or one of the Brooms, these are the types of boats that you see on glossy magazines near the Isle of Wight going out of Southampton. You're spending several hundred thousand euro on one of these, never mind for
Depending on the spec and of course engine size and different things like that. But yeah, they can be up to, I think, about 300,000 sterling.
And you let people with no particular qualification just hand them the keys, give them a briefing and say, have a nice holiday.
Well, that's the big draw of the Shannon. It's a leisure waterway. There's no commercial traffic on it, so you don't need any kind of a license. So, yeah, we run our customers through a course. We do an introductory safety video.
It has to be said, it's the most amazing resource, the Shannon, because from here, if you head north, you've all of Loch Ree, you've up into Enniskillen, you've the Erne navigation if you want, you've all the way to Loch Key, and then in the other direction you have the beauty that is Loch Derg and all of the towns like Terryglass and Gary Kennedy and Banlagh Kinloo. Like, it is the most remarkable playground to have available.
Well, look, it's arguably the finest waterway in Europe. We certainly would like to think that it is. There are over 300 kilometres of navigable waterway, and it's quite varied. So, as you said, you know, on a day like yesterday, there's nowhere nicer than Loch Derg or Loch Ree. And when the weather changes...
And the customers come from where? Because I saw one of the testimonials you have on the Silver Line website is actually from the former Aer Lingus CEO, Christoph Muller. Is it mainly Germans? Is it Irish? Is it Americans?
Well, predominantly, up until COVID, let's say, the vast majority, and certainly in the Shannon's heyday, you know, in the 80s and early 90s, the vast majority of our customers were German or German speaking. So about 70% of our customers were German speaking. COVID damaged that a little bit. But at this moment in time, this year, we're about 50-50, 50% continental and 50% Irish.
And how many of the Irish, when they come in, is this their first time doing it? Because we were here yesterday evening and there was a boat pulling out with a load of people heading up towards Loch Ree. And I think it was their first time on a Shannon cruiser, wasn't it?
It could have been. like, we do get, the Shannon does get quite a lot of repeat business. People who find it, a lot of the time tend to come back.
And presumably part of that is because the Waterways Ireland has put a lot of investment in. I mean, there are now, there's electricity hookups. So as we're sitting here, if somebody's unfamiliar with one of the boats, there's literally, there's two ovens, there's a six burner gas stove, there's three bathrooms, and we've, what, bedrooms for eight?
Ten.
Ten.
Well, ten, ten,
you're
plus
basically
two
sailing in an apartment up the Shannon.
Yeah, well, it's this particular one has quite a lot of room in it and would have a fairly good spec, so...
This
particular boat would be generally used by maybe a group or a couple of families or maybe a group of lads, you know, out on a fishing trip, such.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Morgan, thank you very much for joining us, and thank you very much for hosting us. It is lovely to be here. If you want to get in touch with the show, 53106 or 087 1400 106. We are, as I said, in Banagher. Banagher, of course, means awfully, and awfully now has become synonymous with effectively one man, and that man is Henry Healy, shot to fame when it was discovered that he was Barack Obama's cousin. And I don't think you're legally allowed now to enter Offaly without talking to him and touching base with him. Henry, how has your life changed since the discovery that you were related to Obama?
It changed anyway, Anton.
How did you work it out in the first place?
It wasn't me. It was a lady by the name of Megan Smoleniak. She was working for Ancestry.com. And when he declared he was going to seek the Democratic nomination, she conducted the research and held off until St. Patrick's Day 2007 to announce that he had Irish ancestry. And a gentleman by the name of Roger Carney from Ohio had been in contact with an uncle of mine, and they had established links through family research, and had those my uncle and that gentleman not been in contact, the branch of our tree connecting to President Obama's ancestry probably would never
have
been.
Were you skeptical when you were told?
I didn't know who he was when I was told, but that's been honest. I think not many in Ireland would have at the time. And I think everyone thought Hillary Clinton was a shoo-in for the nomination. But think back to that time. We were in the middle of doom and gloom. We had an economic crisis. So I think like any good Offaly man or Offaly community, we seized the opportunity and we took advantage of it and played on it at the time, not knowing whether he would get the nomination, let alone the presidency. And lo and behold, it all did happen. And at the time, we were also very lucky that Brian Cowan was our Taoiseach, and he was able to go over and visit President Obama as the first Taoiseach. And he also reiterated his Irish roots and brought copies of baptismal records to him on that occasion as well.
I'm getting the sense, this is a bit like Morgan talking about his dad seeing an opportunity with the Shannon. Is there an entrepreneurial bunch in Offaly?
Look, the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized within the lifetime of that opportunity.
When you tell people, are they sceptical? Do they think you're making it up?
I don't tell people.
Oh, come on, of course you do.
Genuinely.
That's how you introduce yourself at parties.
No, I wouldn't. Because, like, I'm not naive. I know it is quite distant. And I know some people, again, it's a very sensitive topic now to discuss, especially you don't know what way political persuasions are, especially in the United States. So keep stump. And if people, I'll say I'm from Offaly, I'll say I'm from Moneygall. And the connection then is fairly quickly made as well. So no, I don't go around broadcasting it.
What doors has it opened for you? You did a White House visit, didn't you?
I've done numerous White House visits.
Oh, numerous?
Yeah. And one of the most memorable ones was with Ollie from the pub in Moneygall as well. And the two of us travelled in the Beast with the president down through DC. Shut down the streets so we could go and have a pint over there. It was only fair.
You've been in the presidential limo in a motorcade?
Yes, I have.
With the president?
With the president, yeah. I've been in the Oval Office out the back in the patio eating a sandwich. So there you are. Yeah. Like any Irish cousin would have, you know.
What was in the sandwich? What does one eat when you're in the patio off the Oval Office?
It was a chicken wrap I actually had. Had a menu. You get a menu when you go to visit the president. And
did you steal the menu?
No.
Ah, come on. Did you steal anything? Did you nick anything that has White House written on it?
Oh, yeah. Well, on St. Patrick's Day, when you're there, there is a menu as well. Yeah, I would have a couple of them, and I would have a couple of napkins from the White House and things like that. Yeah.
Is there a pinch yourself moment in that? Do you find a section where you say, how did I end up here? Because it is such pure chance. I mean, like you say, if Hillary Clinton had won the nomination, Barack Obama would have been a very impressive senator, and that would have been that, and it wouldn't have had the impact on you that it's had on you.
Yeah, like I think, like as I said, it has opened many, many doors and opportunities for me. And, you know, I think the biggest pinch me moment was after getting out of the Beast. I went over and I remember sitting in McDonald's and like, what's after happening? You know, it was a random visit. We got called to come from New York up that to DC, that the president wanted to meet us on a Saturday instead of waiting to meet us for the St. Patrick's Day reception. So,
is he any crack?
Yes, he is. Yeah, and he's genuine. And I suppose the interesting thing for me was that he actually knew quite a lot about Irish affairs. When we were sitting in that car, right down to we discussed at the time, I remember, septic tank charges that had just been brought in. He was familiar with that. Couldn't believe that the Irish economy hadn't been flourishing because we hadn't water charges. He was going through things.
You sat in the presidential limo in a motorcade through Washington. Mm. Discussing septic tank charges.
Telling you, you know, pinching moment again there. But the thing is, he remarked to Enda Kenny at the time as Taoiseach then about it. And I can tell you, I can't repeat what Enda Kenny said to me when we met afterwards about that discussion.
Henry, thank you very much for coming on. I assume the weather is always like this in Offaly, isn't it?
Always, always, yeah, yeah.
Henry Healy, eighth cousin? Eighth cousin to Barack Obama. Thanks again. 53106, by the way, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106. We are sitting here in a Silver Line Cruisers boat on the Shannon, on the tied up here by the marina in Banagher. Absolutely gorgeous.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.